This is Helen Lee
on BBC Three Counties Radio.
It's 8:10, Sunday the 17th of January. I'm Helen Lee. New figures out this week show that Church of England attendances fell again in 2014. Just under 1 million people regularly go to church each week. That's a decrease of 12% in the decade since 2004. But one church in central Milton Keynes is bucking the trend. But St Mark's MK is not your typical Anglican place of worship. There's no stained glass, there's no choir, no one dresses up, and it's based in the old central bus station. Stephen Fletcher reports on how this young church started and why it's flourishing.
St Mark's has been in existence for just over 3 years. Around 40 members meet in the former bus station in central Milton Keynes, and it's part of a movement in the Church of England called Fresh Expressions. St Mark's was started by the Reverend Paul Oxley, his wife Laura, and their friend Alice. Before Paul was ordained a minister, he'd been a PE teacher and also worked for a family bereavement charity.
Enjoyed it but didn't love it, and always knew this wasn't quite what I was supposed to be doing. This wasn't ticking all my boxes, until finally my wife Laura just said, you need to go for this. You know what you need to do. You need to go and get trained in theology, and we need to crack on with what you're supposed to be doing.
So Paul did crack on and trained and was ordained in the Church of England. But it was on a chance visit to Milton Keynes when Paul realised what he should be doing.
I was in my first year of being a curate, and I came home to visit my mum on Christmas, and there were in the centre of Milton Keynes large advertising boards with maps of the expansion plans of the area and the numbers of houses they were going to build. And a little voice in my mind that might have been me, might have been God, just became aware of, if there's that many new people moving to the city, that would be a good place to start a church. And having grown up in Milton Keynes, I knew a little bit about it. I knew that it's young, it's entrepreneurial, it's got lots of energy, and it does things completely differently to any other city in the country. So I googled who the bishop was and sent him an email saying, I've got a crazy idea, I'm bottom rung of the ladder, but I would love to start a church in Milton Keynes. That's for people who don't have a faith, who either don't like God or assume God doesn't like them, or assume that there isn't a God, who have been put off by church by something in the past, but are still struck with wonder when they hold a little baby or look at the stars and want to know what's that little bit more they ache for. So yes, I sent an email in and got a reply the next day saying, yeah, let's talk about it. And that began 2 years of chatting about whether it's possible and how it'd work. Which is actually quite quick for the Church of England, 2 years of negotiation.
But Paul and Laura weren't the only ones feeling called to Milton Keynes. Their friend Alice takes up the story.
So I was living in Cheltenham, and I got to know Paul and Laura when they were living there, so that was probably about 8-9 years ago. And we became friends in Cheltenham, and I went to the same church as them and was part of a home group with them. And I remember thinking at the time, Paul and Laura are the type of couple that I would move to start a church with. Luckily, I'm a teacher. It's the sort of job that you can do anywhere. And I was at the point in my job where I was ready to move on. I was ready for a new challenge, and I was ready for something new. And this idea of Milton Keynes never really left me, and it was definitely from God, really. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to go. So at that point, I looked for a few jobs, and the second job that I applied for in Milton Keynes, I got. So by that point, all the cogs were in motion and the wheels were turning.
The three of them arrived in Milton Keynes with nothing, but quickly rented a house with a living room big enough to invite people round for Christian meetings.
We rented a house, and then we just tried to meet people. So I went and met a couple of different Christian charities in the area. We joined sports clubs. We wrote to everybody that we knew and some people that we didn't, and said, this is what we're doing. This is why we're doing it. We'd love you to move with us and be a part of it, or we'd love you to give us some cash. And whether that's £2 a month, £5 a month, £100 a month, doesn't matter. But if you want to be involved in that way, then you can. And it was amazing. So many friends and people that we didn't know. And in fact, the first person who ever gave St Mark's I've never met, just got a cheque through the post for £200 from an old retired guy in Cornwall who'd heard about it. I still don't know how. And got our address and sent us £200. That was our first money. So we started with nothing. We started with an idea and a dream and a bucket full of faith, and that was pretty much it. So there was myself, there was my wife Laura, and there was our good friend Alice, who we'd convinced, well, we'd done half the convincing, God had done the rest, to move from Cheltenham with us and go on this crazy adventure. And over the next couple of months, we got 12 people. So we started in the July, and by mid-October, 12 people had joined us. And then I decided that approaching Christmas, what a church probably should do was have a carol service. So the 12 of us in the gang at the time used to come around to our house on a Thursday night. Having had that idea on a Wednesday, I hired the cinema in the centre of Milton Keynes, had 300 seats. And so I can still remember pitching up to my house the next Thursday night and telling our 12 friends, I've just hired the cinema, we need to get inviting people. And I've emptied our bank account to do it. Does anybody know anyone who's got a guitar? Because we're going to need to do some carols. And that was our first gathering, I guess. We had a couple of hundred people come and sing carols with us. And then we found this venue called The Buzzy, which when I was growing up was a nightclub, and it's the central bus station in Milton Keynes. And I'd been looking for somewhere, if I was honest, a little more glamorous. And everyone else in that 12 said, you should check that place out. So I went along and they said, we quite like you. We quite like what it sounds like your church is going to look like. And we'd love to give you a key and you can use this building for free. And that's where we've been meeting for the last 3 years.
The Reverend Paul Oxley, Vicar of St Mark's MK, describing how the church was started from nothing. In part two, we'll hear from some of the regular church members to find out what attracted them and hear what the vision is for the church for the future. Let's hear more about St Mark's Church in Milton Keynes. Now, it's only been in existence for 3 years, and it's part of a movement in the Church of England called Fresh Expressions. Here's Stephen Fletcher again.
We heard earlier how St Mark's MK had started with just three people who felt called to build this church in Milton Keynes. Nina was one of the first to join them.
I'd been in Milton Keynes for about 10 months when Paul came to World Vision one Wednesday to run in devotions at our workplace. And I'd been looking for a church for that whole 10 months, and I'd been to lots of different churches and they were all great churches, but I hadn't found one where I felt like I had a place, where I had a home. And so Paul came and started talking about St Mark's, and my radar came up, and I kind of just thought, that sounds like something that I would want to get involved with. But I was too scared to talk to Paul on the day, so I went back to my desk and sent him an email said, love to get involved. If there's anything I can do to help or get involved, then let me know. And I think it was the next day you were having people round at your house for dinner. He was like, oh, come round for dinner. So I went round, and that was the start of my St Mark's journey.
So Nina felt the church was right for her. St Mark's also made a good first impression on Mark and Andy.
The first impression was that it was quite a welcoming church. It's quite, you know, you go along and everyone was in a circle. Everyone was, you know, I've been to churches before where you got the vicar at the front, he's in the pulpit, he's 6 foot above everyone else. But everyone was sat in a circle together. It's more like a kind of a group, and everyone had a contribution, and it felt like we were included rather than just kind of an audience.
My first impressions, it was, wow, this is a really laid-back church, and why is the vicar wearing a hoodie? Because both my wife and I, she's Catholic, I'm Church of England, and we've gone to our own separate churches, and we were used to somebody standing at the front in their vestments, and it's really, really relaxed.
The vicar of St Mark's MK, Paul Oxley, admits he has an unusual way of deciding which direction the church should go in.
We decide everything by the people that aren't in church. Most churches are defined by the people that are already there. And so they choose the music that the people that are already there like, and they do the stuff that the people already there like. Whereas I figure there's 250,000 people in the city that either don't know Jesus or assume Jesus doesn't like them or whatever, they've got a problem with God, and we try and decide to do stuff with those people in mind. So we try not to do it which would normally keep church people happy. So there's loads of strong, fresh coffee, there's loads of pastries, donuts, loads of chat, it's around tables. For the first 3 years of our life, we never sang songs on a Sunday because it puts people off and it's a barrier to people coming to church for the first time. Why would you come to sing songs you don't know, to a tune that you don't know, to a God you don't believe in? So we didn't do it. So we've done a couple of baptism services. We've done three now, and they're an annual hoot. And so anyone that's come to faith in Jesus, and that's an internal thing, and how do you make that explicit and public? Well, baptism's a great sign of that, where you get dunked in the water and you come up, and it's a symbol of coming up clean and refreshed and revived inside and kind of born again, if you like. We've done it in the swimming pool. The first year we did it, we overtook an indoor one, spent 10 minutes baptizing people and 50 minutes getting told off by the lifeguards for playing in inflatables afterwards. The last 2 years we've done it in an outdoor pool. But it's great fun, and it's a party, and it's what the church should be. If you've got to drag yourself out of bed to it, and if you've got to convince yourself to go, you're never going to bring anyone else. That's why we do baptisms in the pool. We try and put fun and food and enjoyment into everything we do.
So how does St Mark's fit into the structure of the Church of England? It's in the Diocese of Oxford and under the authority of the Bishop of Buckingham, Alan Wilson.
We've been given complete freedom, obviously within reason, to try things and to experiment and to try and reach people that the church might not always reach. And Bishop Alan has been great in giving us support and backing in that. And sometimes that's worked out well. We've tried things and it's been a win. Other times we've failed spectacularly, but that's okay, because one thing we've said recently is we're not married to how we do it. We're married to the mission, and the mission is grace and love and faith and hope. And how we do those things is much less important. For instance, we tried a Thursday night service, a Thursday night gathering in a nightclub, because we thought that might be a space and a time that worked better for people. It didn't work. It didn't work for us right now. Maybe we'll do it again in a couple of years. Who knows?
So what might the future of St Mark's look like? Here's Alice, one of the three who started the church.
We probably started the church with a vision of what we thought it would look like. And I think 3 years down the road, it doesn't look like we expected it to look like. Not in a bad way, but actually in a beautiful way. Actually, we could never have asked or imagined for the way that the church has developed and grown, the way that it has, because actually we don't have that creativity that God does. And so I think in some ways we've probably got visions of what we think it's going to look like, but we're totally open to God kind of blowing that out of the water and doing something different and it not looking like what we expect it to look like.
And this is the Reverend Paul Oxley's vision of the future.
We have a really loose vision. The vision is Jesus and 250,000 people in the city that don't have any kind of relationship with him, don't feel the benefit of him, don't know him at work in their lives. How those two people, Jesus and the other person, meet each other, I'm less concerned about. So whether we have a massive church or whether we split off into loads and loads of little churches, whether we meet in houses or arenas, whether it's open skies or what, doesn't concern me so much. The things that I want us to be known for are faith, hope and love. Lots of parties, lots of fun, lots of generosity. There are 1 in 5 of the kids who live in Milton Keynes live in poverty. I would love us to be known as the church that changed that number, made it better, because that's not right. For goodness sake, that shouldn't be the case, that that number of kids go to school hungry, don't have new school shoes when they need them, don't have heating on when it's freezing. That's not right. So I'd love us to be known as the church that didn't have a holy huddle that just gathered around and pleased itself, but the church that got out of its own four walls and did stuff for the benefit of others.
That's the Reverend Paul Oxley, Vicar of St Mark's MK, ending that report by Stephen Fletcher.